We understand there's a settlement in the works here. Is it?
Yes, Judge Kaczynski, on last Thursday,
I'm sorry, who are you?
I'm Herbert Ray with Kiesel, Young & Logan, representing the appellants Regal Stone Limited and Fleet Management. Last Thursday, an agreement was reached on the outlines of a settlement between the appellants, the state of California, and the United States. However, the agreement is oral. It hasn't been reduced to writing because it involves the settlement of claims for natural resource damages. The process of settling those claims requires public notice and requires court approval. And that process, I understand.
I'm sorry, what court? Our court?
The district court would have to approve the settlement. And my understanding is the best estimate of the time it will take to do that is about 9 months to have that whole process followed. In addition, it requires the approval of principals who haven't actually signed off on the deal. And so we wanted to be candid with the court that there is a settlement pending. We're not at a stage where we can dismiss this appeal. We don't know how you want to proceed. You are here, so we're ready to go forward with arguments.
Yeah, we would have, if you had sort of, you gave us some notice of this, but then nobody got back to us. We could have perhaps saved you the trip to the courthouse, but you all never got back to us in time for us to cut an order. Our inclination is simply defer submission on the case. One concern I have is that if we ask enough questions, we might sort of muck up the settlement.
We'd have to be awful careful.
But by asking a question that suggests which way we might come out, and
It's unlikely that would happen.
I think lawyers sometimes read our questions, but nevertheless, is there any reason we shouldn't just defer submission let's say the settlement is completed. We then have to remand to the district court or for its approval. Is that what it is?
We would simply dismiss the appeal of this small. This is a small portion of the underlying case. The underlying case involves lots of different claims, and this was a distinct.
So you could do what you need to do in district court without a remand from us.
I believe that's correct, Your Honor.
I see.
We would simply notify the court we were dismissing our appeal.
How long is it going to be before you'll know that you've gone through all the process?
Well, again, I wasn't involved in the direct discussions, but my understanding is that people are estimating the fastest it would occur is 9 months. It could take longer than that. But
longer than what? How much time?
9 months. It requires
nine months?
A consent decree. It requires the publication of.
Maybe we ought to just defer consideration of the argument until further notice from you people and we could maybe then reset if we had to.
We're amenable to what the court wants to do. We understand that you're here, you're prepared for the oral argument. If you want to have it, we'll have it. If you want to defer it, we can defer it.
Yeah, but then we've got to try to remember it 9 months from now.
Yeah, maybe in 9 months you can get back to us one way or the other. Or sooner if things totally fall apart, which we're sure they won't.
However the court wants to proceed is fine with us.
Well, we'll then defer submission and...
defer argument, I guess. Eh? We might have argument in this case.
We might have argument. If we decide to submit later, we can decide that. And what we'll do is defer submission for 9 months. And if the 9 months comes along and you need more time, the parties can then file a joint motion for extension of the time or giving us a status report. Why don't we do that? Why don't we ask for defer submission for 9 months and with requirement that the case is still pending at that time, the parties file a status report, letting us know where things stand, and we can decide how to deal with it at that point. Does that sound acceptable?
Yes, acceptable.
That's acceptable to the appellants.
Okay, so we'll defer submission and for 9 months, and then we can reconsider the question of whether we need argument or whether
what we need at that point.
Thank you, Your Honors.
And we're all in California. Maybe I'll come down to San Diego if the case has to be argued.
Sure.
I always love going to San Diego. My colleagues live there. So we won't have any trouble getting back together. if that's what's needed. But we are confident that counsel will work this out. Okay, thank you. Again, we would have saved you a trip to the courthouse if sometime yesterday afternoon somebody had let us know. We could have saved you the trip. I'm sorry that you've taken the time, but we just didn't know. Okay, thank you.
We are adjourned.